This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in the Pacific Ocean meridians. I'm David Crandall, and this meditation is being presented on April 10th. Our presenter next week will be Gene Yoder from Oklahoma. Please visualize the Pacific Ocean. It is a part of one organism, the ocean of Earth. It extends from the Arctic Ocean in the north to the Southern Ocean, or depending on definition, to Antarctica in the south, and is bounded by Asia and Australia in the west and all of the Americas in the east. At 64 million square miles in area, this largest division of the world's ocean, and in turn the hydrosphere, covers about 46% of the Earth's water surface, and is about one-third of the total surface area, making it larger than all of Earth's land areas combined. Giuliano said that we can look on the ocean currents as meridians. Ocean currents flow for great distances and together create the global conveyor belt, which plays a dominant role in determining the climate of many of the Earth's regions. More specifically, ocean currents influence the temperature of the regions through which they travel. The core program for the planetary species, humans, is within the center of the Earth. When a group of powerful beings like yourselves go into the center of the Earth and use this with the highest good, calling on the highest thought forms, the highest energy fields, and particularly when there is a divine force present such as an etheric crystal, you can implement a change in the Pacific Ocean and the ocean organism's environment. The crystal activates powerful energy and thought forms, and whatever is in the program will become activated. At this point, when we are working with the crystal energy field and going into the center of the Earth, it is an excellent opportunity to program and harmonize energy into the Pacific Ocean meridians that can then be radiated to all parts of the Pacific Ocean. The ocean will feel this source of harmony. It is our intention to place affirmations into four crystals, and we ask that they are placed in the Pacific Ocean current flows and meridians to create and maintain harmony and balance in those meridian flows and the meridian flows of the ocean of the Earth. In order to prepare ourselves for this meditation, let us begin by chanting or singing Kadosh. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaos. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaos. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaos. We welcome Sanat Kumara to this meditation, and we link our energy with his. We ask the etheric crystal at Volcan Poas in Costa Rica to rise and join us. This particular crystal clears dissipated blockages and stuck energies in the meridians of the ocean. We ask the crystal in Lago Puelo, Argentina, to also rise and join us. This crystal has a deep, raw connection to the core of Gaia and activates the self-healing powers of the ecosystems and powerfully activates the planetary feedback loop system. We welcome the crystal from Cerro de Bocaina in Brazil, so the fifth dimension can interact with the third dimension. And finally, the crystal from Copper Canyon in Mexico to raise the vibration and accelerate the healing and harmonization within the ocean. Let us bring our thoughts into unity with the crystals. There is a core vibration in the center of the earth. We feel ourselves drop in a very pleasant way to the center of the earth. This is not the center, as you may think, filled with molten lava and moving plates. This is an etheric center. It is the spiritual center. It is the core that is connected to many cores in the universe. It is connected to the central sun. As we are one in this core, it is a huge ball, and we can look out and see the center of the earth as well as all the molten lava and the other energies that are there. We also understand at the same time that we are protected within this bubble. Please focus as Sanat Kumara chants the word for peace, which is also galactic in nature. Shalom. Shalom. We sing that word for peace into the crystals. Sanat Kumara connects a special Arcturian corridor from the center core of the Earth to the starship Athena, activating and causing a huge energy input of spiritual harmony into the core of the Earth. Allow and activate this energy to spread through all the veins and ley lines and meridians of the Pacific Ocean and the ocean network. Sink. Just sink into the earth. Our sinking into the earth as we are doing this exercise is creating a wonderful harmony into the Pacific Ocean and the ocean organism. The grid lines and energetic flows are now connected to the fifth dimensional earth, and all the ocean meridians are filled with fifth dimensional harmonizing light. Let us increase the intensity of our thoughts as much as possible. We remember the Arcturians have also set up special programs for us to interact with the etheric crystals so they can synchronize our thoughts and healing energy with theirs. Let us begin our affirmations to the ocean now. Ocean, we are aware that you are a unified organism on the earth. We, at this time, are connecting telepathically with you, the ocean of the earth. We are able to communicate with you and interact with you, ocean of the earth. We recognize the sacredness of you as a single living organism on earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Ocean of the earth, we love you. Receive our love now. Blessed are you, ocean of the earth. Ocean of the earth, we compliment your abilities as an organism. to rebalance yourself and to keep this biosphere in harmony and intact. Ocean of the Earth, we bring the light of the Arcturians into your spiritual realm. Ocean of the Earth, we accept our role as planetary healers and guardians of your spiritual life. We send healings to you throughout the whole surface, throughout all of your oceans, all of the skies around you, and throughout all of the great rivers and streams. We are strong and we are proud planetary healers and warriors to be able to download a new energy of balance into your subconscious and ours. In deep gratitude, Ocean of the Earth, we end our prayer to you. Our work is creating a counterbalance. That energy going through the crystal energy travels all around the Pacific Ocean organism, interacting telepathically with all of the different systems that are involved and supporting and creating this balance for the ocean. Many different areas need to be shifted in order to create balance and harmony within the whole ocean. The energy moves around the current flow and interacts and influences all of the other places that are in need, and in a new balance is created. And will have a very powerful effect now. Before we leave the core of the Earth, we ask the center of the Earth to produce a calming effect into the life forms on the Earth, particularly mankind, so that mankind will be filled with harmony and peace instead of war. We ask the center of the Earth to hold that energy. Let us begin to rise up out of the core of the Earth, just as we breathe in and out, and find yourself being lifted up from the center back into the room where you began. Sanat Kumara is now activating harmonization of all the current flows in the Pacific and the ocean organism, thus bringing forth a balance in all areas of the ocean in need of assistance. The knowledge that spiritual activity can affect planetary processes is coming into the consciousness of many beings now. We thank Sanat Kumara for his assistance and support. We thank the four Arcturian crystals for their help, and they return now with the help of the Arcturians to their positions upon the Earth. Thank you very much for being here, and thank you for sharing your beautiful energy with Gaia.